Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's one of your favorite times of every week when Tom Lydon joins us. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETF Trends. And it's not just like, hey, here's an ETF that's trending. If you've never been, there's really a lot of great stuff there. News you can use if you are an ETF investor, whether you're taking the advice and saying, oh, this is what I want, or you just want to try to understand the ETF landscape better. You can also follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends or Tom personally on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the PowerShares PWA Small Cap Momentum Portfolio, ticker DWAS.
That's ticker symbol DWAS, and to make sure everybody heard it over the drum roll, the PowerShares DWA Small Cap Momentum Portfolio. Tom, I don't think it takes a genius to figure out that the word I'm most interested here is momentum. This is a momentum-driven portfolio, which presumably has some momentum of its own, or you wouldn't be saying, let's look at this.
First, the title in itself, Chuck's a mouthful, and once you dissect it, look under the hood, there's a lot going on here. First, in these recordings, we've talked a lot about smart beta types of ETFs, and this is another one put out by PowerShares in conjunction with their partnership with the folks over at Dorsey Wright. Dorsey Wright is known to be kind of a market analyst firm, very, very focused on momentum type strategies. The idea is here, momentum trading, it really refers to the idea that securities that have recently outperformed will continue to do so over the short-term period of time, and underperforming stocks over that same period of time will lag going into the future. That's the idea, and that's really what's happened historically. So what they do is they incorporate this momentum strategy into an index. In this case, they track 200 companies from an index of over 2,000 small-cap U.S. companies and rebalance and reconstitute this index on a quarterly basis. So that's a lot being said, but really what it does is provides an ongoing analysis of a group of small cap companies. And if those continue to move above the benchmark and above the rest of the group, they'll continue to hold them. If they start underperforming the group, they will cut them in the next quarter and move those that have been outperforming in the last quarter into their place. It's very easy to understand, but it's very technically difficult to do for the average investor. And that's why here's another opportunity for investors like the diversification, the low cost and the index capability of an ETF. But most importantly, here's a strategy all wrapped up into one box for investors.
But that actually raises an interesting question, one we don't get to very often. When you're talking about ETFs, the vast majority of them are built around indexes. And you think of indexes as passive investments. But this is a very active index. But in some respects, it's almost like you're buying an active fund, isn't it?
Well, to some degree, although it's incredible when you look at it, the turnover of the stocks really isn't that big. And then also the other thing is it's pretty well diversified among different sectors. So right now, as you look at it, about 27% is healthcare, 16% industrial, 16% technology, 11% financials. It's pretty well diversified among industry groups. And it tends to be, when you look back over a period of time, the majority of those stocks that did well last quarter tend to be the same stocks in general that do well the next quarter. There's not a heck of a lot of turnover. But also to your point, and I think what you might be getting at here is, ETFs are known for not having capital gains distributions at the end of the year. These are the types of ETFs that you might look at and say, hey, I don't want to be buying into something towards the end of the year that might give me a big cap gain distribution if I wasn't there to enjoy it, right?
Yeah, that's true,
too. So
this
is another reason why you have to understand what you're buying. And also, most companies like PowerShares will also, towards the end of the year, give you a heads up on any potential capital gains distributions that might be coming your way at the end of the year.
Is this a fund that should be your small cap holdings, or is this a fund that should be half or a third of your small cap holdings?
I'd look at it this way. First, in general, if you don't have an allocation to small cap, you should. Most portfolios, when you look at the average American, is very, very heavily correlated to large cap and very heavily correlated to the S&P 500. So first and foremost, consider small cap, because especially in recovering economies and good markets, small caps during many periods of time tend to outperform large caps, number one. Number two, if you do have small cap and it's very much cap-weighted oriented, you might want to consider something like this, where you really, if you feel positive about the markets going forward, I'm not saying substitute it, but diversify. So I know that your next question is this a buy and hold, or is this something that you use over a trend?
Exactly.
I would say this is definitely a trend following type of investment, Chuck, because it's all about trends. It's all about momentum. And if the momentum changes, it doesn't matter. We know in the market, usually all boats decline when the tide goes out. So that's also going to be the same case here. You're not going to have a couple small cap stocks that keep this thing afloat when the tide's going out. So use the 200-day moving average. Consider diversifying away from all large cap into some small cap. And if you do, consider something like this where you can take advantage of some momentum.
It's the PowerShares DWA for Dorsey Wright Associates. The PowerShares DWA Small Cap Momentum Portfolio. The ticker symbol DWAS. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom is editor of ETF Trends. And for more information, ETFTrends.com, on Twitter at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, I'll see you at Morningstar next week, won't I?
I'm looking forward to it, Chuck.
And so am I. Tom will be back on the show next week. So will we at Morningstar. But we've just gotten started on today's show. So stick around. The big interview is next as Money Life continues.